say it 2-3 times. That shit's work, you should throw it out and come back in. That's my best friend, she a real ass bitch, drive her own car. She don't need no whip and a strip club. Now my girl gon' flip, now she... Hey everybody, it's True to the Culture Podcast. We're back for another week. What you just heard was Mali Babubi, M-A-L-I-B-U-B-A-B-I-E. That's a mouthful. You can find her on TikTok. She's a DJ. How are you?
I'm good, You know, weather's starting to warm up, starting to smell like a lot of hookah, a lot of liquor.
Single people.
Yeah, y'all know how everybody... get single once the weather gets warm.
Oh, it's time to uncuff?
Nah, I'm not saying. If you're in a very healthy relationship, it's time to go out and enjoy the weather. But, I mean, you know, everybody who got their flings, you know, during the winter, and then they looking to back out of that and get into some fun, this is the time to do it.
What's the best way to back out of a winter sneaky link?
I think honesty, man. Just letting them know, hey, like, I don't think this is working out.
I'm trying to be outside out this summer.
Not in a certain way, yeah. I'm trying to be outside, but I don't want to disrespect you. I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm letting you know, like, it's getting hot out here, and I'm trying to enjoy the summer. And what we have is, I mean, ain't going to
be not sustainable.
Yeah, it ain't. I don't see a future with you.
Ooh.
Hey, I got that from, you know, for Ultimatum.
Oh, you got that for the show Ultimatum?
On, hey, I don't see a future with you. That was, yo.
Who said that? Kobe
yo,
said that,
he's
right?
A smooth killer, boy. I tell you, him, I watched the whole joint. He know how to talk his way out some shit.
All right, so hold on. So if you haven't watched The Ultimatum on Netflix, you should, because we're going to be talking about it. So there might be some spoiler alerts. I'm letting you know now, because people get mad at me. Last time we talked about the show, somebody DM'd me like, you told the story! And I was like, oh shit, you didn't even tell me it's a spoiler alert! So now you know.
Alright, yeah. Y'all don't want to hear no spoiler alerts. Yeah.
Just
skip a little bit.
Skip 30 seconds or something.
We'll put it in the, what's that called?
In the show notes.
Yeah. When to pick back up.
Oof, that's a lot of work. Anyways. Colby and... who was Colby's original girlfriend?
Madeline.
So Colby and Madeline, to me, they are all wrong for each other.
I think so too, only because he was one of two to have the ultimatum for the female.
And I was kind of surprised that there's men out there giving women ultimatums to get married.
Yeah, but if you saw who she is, soon as she walked in the room, had her eyes on other people.
Yes, said, yeah, she did. She don't want to be with him.
I ain't like that, man.
It was super obvious.
It was super obvious. That's what I'm saying.
Well, first of all, like, the premise of this show is nuts, but I love it. So, like, the show is there's six couples that have been dating for at least 2 years. And most of them all are just they been together for 2 years. They're not these, like, couples who are like, listen, I need my shut the fuck up ring already, and we've been together for 10 years, and you haven't asked me to marry you. Like, it's not that couple. They're couples who are, you know...
fairly new and fairly young.
Yeah. So, and they all come there where one partner out of the duo is giving the other partner an ultimatum, like, let's get married, or, you know, I want to have children after we get married, because there's a guy who gave a girl an ultimatum saying that he wants kids, and she's just like...
I'm cool on that.
I don't want kids at all. So, would you go on a show like this?
I would not.
No?
Nah, only because, come on, I'm half Spanish. We not playing with our women like that. You about to share a house, like you're married with someone else for 3 weeks. I feel as though I don't need a show, because, you know, sometimes people see the cameras and they want to show off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool on the show, but if we want to go our separate ways and maybe come back to that, cool. But this show, I like it. It's very entertaining. I saw a lot. Some people did grow. Some people got together. Some people didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I wouldn't do a show like this. But if I'm, like you said, if I'm young and I'm a year or two in, I would. But I'm old.
Because you don't have that much invested in it.
Exactly. But if I got something invested, like you said, the people with the shut the fuck up ring, y'all been together 6-7 years, nah, we're not doing that.
Right.
Because you're going to, any little thing is going to tick me off. So, how about yourself? You see yourself doing this type of show?
Would I do that type of show? Yeah.
Yeah? You'll be the one giving the ultimatum, I'm assuming?
I don't know, but I don't like I.
Nah, I could see some dudes like, yo, ultimatum, you with me or not? we've heard stories on this podcast.
What?
Not about.
Y'all be making me sound crazy.
Things that you support, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I don't do well with ultimatums at all.
Yeah,
I don't, though, and I don't think anybody does.
Nah, yeah, 100%. But to go on the show, it's better than to give it out flat right without the show. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're just in a relationship and somebody's telling you, yo, ultimatum, marry me or we're done. We might be done because I'm not making a decision in that split second.
Right.
But to go on the show, it's a 3-week, it's like an 8-week process.
But on the show, it's like a process. You know what I mean? And the host of the show is Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, his wife. Mm-hmm. And they said in the beginning of the episode, like in the beginning of the season, they were like, when we were together for 5 years and then we broke up. Mm-hmm. And we both dated one other person, and then we decided to get back together because we realized then while we were dating one other person, like, this was it for us. And they have a successful marriage, especially by Hollywood standards. So, like, do you believe in that? Or, like, would that be something you would do, like, before making a final decision? Like, okay, I'm going to marry this girl or whatever. Like, now let's see what else is out there.
Yeah, I definitely feel as though that's a good way about going about it. But it'll show each person what they miss about that person type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also show me, like you said, they both dated one person.
Right.
Now, if one or the other, no matter if it's male or female, would have dated multiple and been with, like, you know, just trying to be a headliner in the cameras type thing and being with everybody who's who,
mm-hmm.
I feel as though, but it will show that other person like, oh, I can't be with you because this is what you want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I do feel it's healthy to spend time apart and you can get in a relationship. Everybody's grown.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We're not kids anymore where it's like, oh, you mess with 3 people? That's way too many. Like, come on, bro. We're 30s, 25 and up. Like, everybody has a past.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all not together, it's not cheating. It's not. You're seeing if you could live without this person.
Right, because they did break up with each other before exactly. They started going on dates. But, like, one thing I want to point out is that when they. Some of these people have never dated that way. They meet someone, they go head in, and then they're in a relationship. Boom, 2 years pass by, they didn't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
But this experiment is forcing them to date multiple people at once. Like,
yeah.
Go see what you like. Go see what ticks you off about people or what you like about people or where you connect with people. Because, like, once you, like, focus on one person specifically in the early stages of dating, like, that's when you start being like, well, maybe I'll ignore this or maybe I'll ignore that.
It's called the romance stage where, like...
The honeymoon stage.
The honeymoon stage. Everybody's on their best behavior.
Right.
I'm not showing you that I'm this aggressive... If you have a problem, you know your issues. Everybody knows what ticks people. Nobody's giving you all of them in the first 3 weeks of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel as though that stage is good behavior for everybody. So
right.
You're going to fall in love and, oh my God, this is the best person. Just wait a minute. You ain't got to, oh, I want to marry him. You don't know that. I want to have a kid with him. Everybody's on their best behavior.
Well, did you watch the whole season, right?
I watched the whole season. I'm on the reunion. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. That shit is crazy.
I didn't. Okay. So I don't know what happens at the end, but, like, I want to know, like, don't tell me.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
But I do want to know, like, I'm waiting to see, like, these crazy people get engaged with someone they just met 3 weeks ago? Like, does that happen?
I'm going to tell you now, you're going to be very surprised at the end and... In the reunion.
Okay.
In the reunion, you're going to be very surprised. At the end, you're going to be very surprised as well. But it is a very good show. I thought I had everything picked out, and I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't have it correct. Like, the people you like, oh, nah, never. And then, oh, whoa, well, maybe. Like, it gets crazy at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited to finish watching it today. But, okay. So, let's backtrack, though. There's this one... part that I did already see, and I'm not going to say which couple it is for spoiler reasons, but they are one couple is sitting there and she's there. People are choosing who they're going to be with. And then she's like, no, I'm not having it. I want my man. I'm fighting for my man. Mm-hmm. And then her man was like, yes, like, let's get married. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that, like, it seemed very, very genuine.
I would say it felt genuine because the man didn't say it when she said that. Like, she did say that. And then a girl has chosen her man. So he was picked. Mm-hmm. So he could have been like another participant and said, hey, you dragged me out here. Let's see what it's about.
Right.
But he did not. He said she picked him. And when
he was like, I don't even want to see what that's about. Yeah, I want my girl.
I want my girl. I can't see myself with no other female for 3 weeks but my girl. So that was
beautiful. It was very genuine. You could see Vanessa Lachey's face. Like, she's so expressive. And then, so there was that one, and you could see in her face, she was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, this is happening. But then,
I looked at it and I was like, oh wow, he stepped up. I like that.
But then the second proposal, you see Vanessa's face, and she looks disgusted.
Not even Vanessa's, you see everybody at the table face, and like, come on, bro. Come on. Basically, his shorty was about to go with someone else, and he got jealous, and he and mind you, too. He was the one who gave her the ultimatum.
Right.
So, for her not to change any of her ways in the past,
she got,
they was only there for like 5
She days. Won. She won the ultimatum, basically.
Yeah, she did. But she won it. It's crazy because he gave her the ultimatum. Mm-hmm. She was about to be with someone else. And we talked about him earlier, the killer Kobe. He was out here. So, was about to go with him. And I mean, I read the room. She looked like she was ready for this. She looked like she wanted to mingle.
She did.
In the beginning, they had a little pool party. Only one who showed up with a thong on. She looked like she was
ready. She did. I didn't even notice that.
Come on, man. I read the room. So I seen him and he just looked, and none of the girls were interested in him. So do you want to tell the fans too what he said to another female before he proposed?
Oh yeah, so like he looked over at another girl that was not his girl, and he's like, I'm gonna choose you. And the girl looked at him like, bro,
what,
go away.
Once he see his girl get comfortable with another one, he stopped that whole process and said, hey, I want to marry you. And that wasn't genuine.
Do they come in the reunion?
They do.
Oh, okay, they now do. I'm waiting to see that.
Yeah, they do. So I think we got a ultimatum. You know, we got that out of our system for now. We spoke off air, and you said Nick Lachey, you compared him to Russell Wilson. What did that mean?
Like, he loves his wife, but he's a little bit on the corny side, you know?
But don't y'all think, all right, as a female,
okay,
would you date a Nick, or would you marry a Nick Lachey or Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the ones you marry.
Okay. But I'm saying, y'all don't think that, like, everything, like, you don't think you get all the aspects plus more? Or you think it's something missing because they're that corny?
Wait. Explain that.
All right, because a lot of females, I feel as though, like you said, those are the ones you marry.
Uh-huh.
I feel as though the ones who was throwing that thing down on you, making your body shake and all that.
Well, a nerd can do that too.
That's what I'm trying to say. But that's, I was like, oh, okay. So, but that's what I'm saying. So he, corny, y'all go through a stage, like as females, like, oh, I like the bad boy type thing. Or, like, that's what I'm trying to clarify.
Oh, so like, no, I think every woman like goes through a phase where she entertains stuff that she probably shouldn't.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's a certain point in a woman's life where it's like, oh,
I gotta get serious.
Not that I gotta get serious, but it's like, why am I still putting up with this bullshit? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So here's this nice guy who treats me nice and all that. So it's like, why not go see really what is?
So how long does the nice guy get shitted on before he actually gets the shot?
I don't know, but okay, here's the thing. Okay, if the nice guy has a girl's attention, it is a very small window.
What do you mean the girl's attention? As far as like we're texting, like or exchange numbers or
whatever. Like you know when you got a girl's attention.
I'm saying a nice guy could be hey, 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 hey in the DM every morning.
Yeah, and if she ignores you every once in a while. Okay. Some girls can text you back and just being fucking nice. Not that they have interest in you or whatever. Like,
but that's the
way. But if, no. Okay. No, I'm not saying that. Because right. there's guys who will hit you up all the fucking time in your stories all the time. And it's like, you don't want to be rude. So you do respond here and there. But if like. Mm-hmm. If you notice that she doesn't respond to everything you say to her, like, she's probably not interested in you and you're wasting your time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if she actively replies to everything you're saying, like, she probably is interested, you know? Like, okay. But if a girl's like, you send her a funny video or something, she just doesn't read it or she doesn't respond to it. Like, she don't really care to see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's not...
We're, got other things to entertain her.
Yeah.
You hear that, fellas? Come on, we chipping away. I got y'all. We chipping away on how to get to a girl's heart.
To her this. Heart?
We're trying. Well, even to get into like the conversation stage. Dating her. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I said like with certain women, like there is like a small window of opportunity where you have her attention. She's locked in. She's paying attention to what you're doing. If you don't make all the right moves, she's not going to...
He fumbled the bet.
Right. Okay. Right. And then, you know, and then you be mad and then you block her on Instagram because you're mad about it. Like,
if a nigga ever blocked a female, y'all got to reevaluate your life. Real talk. I don't see...
They do that. Yes, they do. We had
these conversations plenty
of times. No, there's been... Listen, there's been... There's literally been men where, like, there was no shot in hell... that we were gonna ever have anything.
Yeah.
And then I get into a relationship and then they like block me on Facebook and in front of me. Like it's like, bro, see, like I don't that's weird.
It is. And I don't see the reason for a block. And I don't see the only person and I never have would be like an ex. And that would be probably forced by someone I'm with. Or maybe I'm down and I'm like, yo, she's getting married. Like, oh shit real.
So, and you don't want to see it.
I don't want to see all that. And she keeps popping up on my timeline. What's going on with the algorithm?
Bitch, go be happy somewhere else.
Yeah, but
I never really block an ex or delete an ex or anything. Either. But I for sure unfriended one because I was getting annoyed by what I was seeing, and it wasn't because he was moving on being happy. It was just like
doing ratchet shit.
No, not even that. It was like. Still like commenting like if we were still together and he know damn well we weren't together at all. Yeah, like bro, come on. Fuck out of here. Like you know you're gone. You're out the picture. Yeah. My stuff says single.
Yeah,
now you're getting unfriended. You're getting unfriended now. Like but I've never deleted
for a female.
I've never deleted or blocked anyone.
Every ex of mine have unfollowed me. But I would never unfollow an ex of mine because it's just, I mean, if I see you, I see you, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not looking for you. But
I never stalk pages.
All my exes got me blocked.
you might be a different type of guy. I told you, what was it, last episode? That you was a real nigga?
Me?
Yeah. Oh. You said something about like, nah, I don't want you to meet my parents. It's like, yo, this guy's.
Me? I'm the guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start calling you, this guy. I haven't. Never block nobody. I feel as though people who block people are the same. Well, a dude who blocks a girl because he didn't get the go is like the same guy saying, yo, fuck you, you was fat anyway.
Yeah.
You don't reply to the DM.
Right. It's the same shit. It's more of a passive aggressive type approach, but it's like you're doing the same shit. It's silly because, you know, odds are it might not work out with that guy. You know what I mean? Like, just chill.
All right, another news. Wanted to pick your brain about something. Recently, Cam Newton, he went on $1 million worth of games, podcast, and he said some things, and he's catching a lot of slack from it. I'm going to play a snippet from ESPN First Take, and I just want your thoughts on it and how you felt about what was going on.
Okay.
Aesthetic of don't know when to be quiet, you don't know how to lead, how to allow a man to lead.
So, just want to pick your brain mm-hmm. as a woman. Mm-hmm. How you feel about the comments he made?
This is the same quarterback who in 2017 was saying that he thought it was funny that a female reporter had a question about routes and stuff, running routes, right? That's the same one?
Yeah, I believe so.
So he's just showing his misogyny again.
Okay.
That's who he is. He's sexist. He's got a sexist mentality. He should probably stay off of podcasts until his football career is done, because he's going to end up fucking up his bag with his mouth. You know, this is yet another example of him saying something very sexist publicly. And he's, you know, he's going to end up having to put his foot in his mouth saying, you know, apologizing or whatever. Like, he should just not be on podcast until he's done with football. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to be a personality, a radio personality or a podcaster personality, or make money off of your like, you're right, but like, do that when your football career is over, and you can talk what you want because you're retired now. You know what I mean?
You're no penalized,
right? There's no endorsement deals on the table. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you have to think about that. Like, if there's millions of dollars on the table because you got to deal with Nike, or you got to, I don't know who he signed by. Not even that you talk freely, but because everybody got freedom of speech, but choose your words carefully.
Yeah.
I can come up here and talk reckless all I want. Why? Because I'm not getting paid $1 million to do this. But I'm sure if millions of dollars were on the table, I would tailor what I say just so I'm not like recklessly speaking and fucking up the bag for myself, because as a business person, that's what you do. Like, you think business minded first. So, you know, he could have his opinion on the type of woman he wants specifically for himself. It doesn't necessarily mean that he has to say it out loud.
Yeah, he just got to tell that woman he's with.
Yeah.
And you got to put that out in the public.
No. Because I'm sure there's a lot of men who think like that. Like, oh, I just want a woman to shut the fuck up and be in the kitchen. Like, okay, bro, good luck. Good luck.
Just like y'all with the Russell Wilson, though. It's going to take a while.
It's like, good luck. Good luck in finding that. You know what I mean? Yeah, women are more educated than they've ever been. They're more independent than they've ever been. And just because a woman is independent does not mean she does not need a man, nor that she doesn't want a man. It's just she can fucking walk away when she fucking feels like it. And that's why I think men have it fucked up. They're like, oh, you know, she wants to be a man. She wants to do everything by herself. No, I don't want to do everything by myself. Can I? Sure. Am I going to? No. But if you act up, am I going to walk away and be able to do what I got to do? Absolutely. I'm not going to stay stuck with you.
And I think that's, it goes both ways. But with men too, is like, we see the chick. See, there's two types. You see the chick and she's on her own. That makes you more attractive. Like, oh shit, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some that feel threatened because it's like, damn, she don't need me for shit. So it's like, oh, what do I do here? So I get what you're saying. And there's every type of person for every type of person. That's all I say on that one.
That's true. This week's episode is sponsored by Smith Poultry.
Yeah, Smith Poultry. It's a small farm located in Williamstown, New Jersey. Their philosophy is grow, teach, sustain.
They're out here healing the land and healing the people. I actually ordered a turkey from them a few years in a row because they have the best turkeys.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay. Fresh turkeys. And then one year I went out. I had already bought my sweet potatoes for the sweet potato souffle I make for Thanksgiving, you know.
Okay.
And when I was picking up my fresh turkey from Smith Poultry Farms, the owner, Kyle, he was like, hey, I have these sweet potatoes. Just take them with you. So I was like, oh, okay, I got extra sweet potatoes. So I made one sweet potato souffle with his sweet potatoes. Okay. And then I made one with the store-bought one. When I tell you, the Smith Poultry ones were way better.
Yo, I'm telling you, that homegrown.
Yes.
You could taste it.
Yes. So this farm is veteran owned. It's black owned. And you guys should support because, for one, they are organic and they are local here in New Jersey. And for two, why not support those who are supporting us?
Exactly. Always support black women.
You can find them online at smithpoultry.org. And you can also call them at 609-513-5186.
Okay, so, you know, over the weekend, it was the weekend, I see you looking at some nice spots out there.
Oh, some houses?
Yeah, where was you at?
Area? Well, I ain't going to say where I was at.
I said the area, where you looking?
City living, you know.
Okay, I like a lot of their layouts.
Yeah, so I was looking at townhouses that are three stories, four stories, and because I got approved to buy a house, and it's been a journey because I got approved back in 2019, right? And I feel like God does everything for a reason. So back in 2019. When shit was good before the world shut down, okay. You know, they approved me for $250 by myself. I was like, all right, cool. Started looking. Then COVID happened. The world shut down. My job didn't exist anymore, right?
Yeah.
So then the mortgage company was like, listen, we're going to bump you down to $189. I was like, fuck, what the hell am I going to buy with that?
Yeah.
And then like around 2020, at the end of 2020, interest rates started dropping and the housing market went crazy. Zillow started buying everybody's houses, whatever. So I'm like, I'm never going to get a house. Like, I kept bidding on houses, getting outbid. Bidding on houses, getting outbid. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, this is terrible.
Was you bidding in Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, I think, that happened because I think a lot of New Yorkers is coming out here and outbidding people by, like, 10 times.
Yes, yes. Now, the houses are going for, like, 30 more grand than what asking price, which is crazy to me. Because there was a house in, there's a housing development around here called Oak Crest Estates.
Okay.
So you're familiar with it, right?
Yeah.
So like, so the house was like, I want to say it was 145.
Yeah.
House was worth at least 130.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came in and outbid me by 30 grand. They paid like 187. I'm like, yo, this is Oak Crest Estates. Like, why are y'all paying so much?
I got a similar story. My friend of mine's, he bought his house at, I think like 189, 190,000, and he got like double the amount, and went somewhere else, moved somewhere else, sold it, moved somewhere else, and now he got like extra pocket money. But yeah, it's getting crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is. And so like, you know, they had me at 189 at that point, and then once we started coming out of the pandemic, you know, I sent them my new taxes, and they were like, all right, we're gonna bump you up again. And still at 215, like, I couldn't do nothing with that because everything, you know, I need a big house. I need at least 3 bedrooms and all that because I have kids. So, again, like, I had to sit it out. Now this year they ran the numbers again and they approved me for $625,000. I'm like, I buy the house. Like, I don't give a fuck where I fucking buy the house. It's going to happen. But so last weekend I went to look at houses. I found one I really loved. It checked all the boxes, the space, everything. But and the lady didn't have no offers on the table. The house was on the market for 18 days or 20 days or something like that. She had no offers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Oh, I got this." So I gave her a fair offer, which she was
you want to keep some of that.
Yeah, like So I gave her a fair offer. Tell me why that same morning somebody came in over asking price of what she was asking. I was like, damn. So again, I gotta go look again tomorrow for a house.
Okay.
Like, the housing market, I know if people are going through this, like, you tell me if it's the same experience where you're at, because in New Jersey, it is crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, like I said, a lot of New Yorkers is coming in here. They rather the commute than to live in New York with their prices.
That's, well, not even just their prices. Is a lot of that had to do with COVID. When they were stuck in their little tiny-ass apartments, like, it's cool to have an apartment where you go lay your head at and it's small or whatever. Like, you just go there to go to sleep and chill every once in a while. But when COVID hit and you were stuck in your apartment 24/7, because New York was way stricter than it was down here in New Jersey, and we were still stuck in the house, like, that's when I think the migration started shifting down south to New Jersey and all that, where people just started buying everything up. And it's crazy. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I can feel you on that one.
It's just crazy because I feel like I've had a bad run of luck for, like, I want to say since the end of 2017 till now. It was a bad run. It was a bad run. I'm telling you, it was. No, a lot of stuff happened. I'm not going to get into it right now. But, like, my life wasn't where it should have been. You know what I mean? And it... there was a lot of shit that was happening in my life that I was like, why does this keep happening to me? Or why can't shit just go right? Or I'll get right to the fucking finish line of something and then the carpet just get ripped out from under the rug from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
So, like, now when I'm about to graduate school and then just so many things are happening to me and they're, like, literally, like, falling in my lap. And I'm like, damn, like... I feel like I'm walking into a whole new life. Like, you ever feel like that?
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing, though. You know what I mean? When everybody goes through the tribulations of life,
mm-hmm.
You know, when things start, when you start to see the light a little bit, it's like, okay, I see. Keep going. Keep grinding. You can't just give up on what's going on. So
that's where I feel like I'm at now. Like, I'm finally seeing the tunnel, like...
But that's a good
thing. The last thing that I have to do is, like, move out of this shitty ass neighborhood and get by my house. And I feel like, okay, I made it. I feel good now. You know what I mean? Like, but it's been a long run. Like, I'm fucking tired and it's finally here.
I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that can relate to you.
Because
I've been in the same situation. And right now, it's like I got my own space. Everything's cool now. Recently moved in and all that, but everything's together now. It took a while, but once you get that sense of peace,
you feel good, don't it?
Yeah. You feel real good.
Well, if you could relate, make sure you come and check us out on the Facebook group. It's you just press the magnifying glass on Facebook, True to the Culture Podcast, and come in here, talk with us, throw up some topics. If anything you want us to talk about, we'll talk about it. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at she_legend.
I got a Mill 2430 on Instagram, Carlito Brigante on Facebook. If you can't spell that, you don't really watch movies out here. I just gotta say, it's the summertime, man. If you love her, if you love him, keep them close.
Oof.
If you don't, now I mean, let them know what it is. Hookah and liquor is out here in the air.
Let them know respectfully, though. Like, listen, this is not gonna work.
And don't string them along.
No.
We spoke about that last time. Don't string them along.
It's always a problem.
It's never a problem.
It is.
They should just be, it ain't it. But some people just like to hold on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I think some people like want to see if it'll get better.
And some people is like that dude on Ultimatum when he see his girl getting a lot of attention and he's not. I'll marry you now. So
I think that was the funniest part of the whole thing, because it was like he is like thinking he's such a catch, and all the girls were like, oh no, I'm good. I don't want to hang out with you for the next 3 weeks. It's not even like they were asking to marry him. It's like, oh, I don't even want to hang out with you for the next 3 weeks, guy. Like, and he saw that, he's like, oh no, let me get my girl back.
This girl had a couple catches out there.
Yeah, everybody wanted her. Nobody wanted him. And he really thought he was a catch.
You gotta watch them too.
That's the problem that people have. They like, they think like, oh, I could go out here and get anything. It's like, are you sure about that?
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna be vulnerable out here. I've been single for a little minute.
Mm-hmm.
No catches out here. None. Everybody think it ain't like back in the day. I've been in a relationship all the time throughout the years and all that. But now, it's a different type of dating pool out here.
Yeah.
There is no, hey, let's, nah. We gotta, I don't know, I still haven't figured it out. So don't even listen to me right now.
All
right,
ladies, you hear that?
Yeah.
He's single.
This shit is chemistry. This shit is chemistry. I never liked the chemistry in my whole career. But yeah, this is a different world out here. Like, you either gotta be paying for some shit. You gotta be very, very popular on Instagram. But
no, that is not true.
Don't lose hope, fellas. There's still some out there.
Not true.
They're very rare.
I literally don't talk to popular Instagram guys.
Very rare. I don't understand what you didn't understand about what I said. You act like I said it's non-existent. I said very rare.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night, good day, wherever you're at. Make the best choices that you can make.
And start your Friday off right.
Oh, it's Good Friday. Days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Easter. Or not. Whatever you celebrate. Bye.
Peace.